Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Drawing Heat, and the time is now! Hit the music! And now, here are your hosts, Beach and the Dude.
Hello, and welcome to Drawing Heat. I am the Beach. Sitting right opposite me is the Dude. Hello, Dude.
Hello, Beach. How's it going, my friend?
I'm doing really good, brother. It's a nice sunny Sunday afternoon here in Perth. The House of Hardcore is on tonight, but we are here to record our fantastic review of EPW's Evolution that was last weekend. A sold out crowd at Body Slam Central.
Sold out. They were turning people away from this one.
They did indeed. They're actually having to turn people away at the door who wanted to buy tickets. Like, sorry, we are at capacity, which is, I'm not sure what it is according to the government.
Well,
but
legally, it's probably around 480 or so.
Yeah. I think we squeezed a few extra in there.
I think so. But I think the other people must have turned out for our pre-show too.
They did, because that was packed as well. And speaking of the pre-show, we had a very special guest joining us there, because this is all part of our second birthday celebration.
Hooray!
Hooray! So we had back with us our most popular guest we've had ever, Mr. Carl Inferi, and he's here with us today as well. Hello, Carl.
Hey, yo. It's good to be here, boys. Thank you again for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure having you here,
treat.
Mate.
It's a treat.
We wouldn't have it any other way since you bought the beers.
Well, I should hope so.
That's true. He did bring beers. Thank you, Carl. Yeah, mate, we had you there for the pre-show, so we figured we'd have you back here for the recap as well, seeing we had we've had such great fun with the last two shows we've all done together.
Yeah, it's good times, you know. I think we've got chemistry.
Yes.
There is chemistry.
Sexual chemistry.
Oh, was that your foot rubbing against me? Oh, right.
Yes.
As long as nobody gives me any sexual chocolate, we're good.
Well, none of us can give you sexual chocolate, but sexual white chocolate, maybe.
You haven't seen Two Girls in One Cup, have you?
Yes, I have, but I don't want to think about it.
Let's not go there.
No, let's think about wrestling instead, shall we?
Two wrestlers in a cup. Wait a minute, no.
I don't know about that.
This is off to a bad start already.
We're not allowed to swear, but we can
cross lines.
As long as I'm not crossing swords, it's okay.
Yeah, no schnoodling in this house.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, look, as we did mention, sold-out crowd for Evolution. I think it's the biggest crowd that they've had all year, and I think it's probably the biggest crowd I can remember them having for quite some time as well.
Yeah, and we should really stop and thank everybody for rocking up to our pre-show too. We had at least 150 out there for our pre-show.
Well, for the beginning we did, and then by the end we had about 500 people there.
We did.
It's just it was dark, we couldn't see them all, but we know that they were there.
Yeah, the city of Bassendean did not turn on all their lights.
No, they didn't.
Sons of bitches.
And I wonder why so many people were there for the pre-show. I think it's because of the heartbreaker, love maker, record breaker, California. Thank you.
That we didn't actually mention until we started the show. So yeah, they must have just heard through the grapevine.
Oh. No, they knew somehow.
Carl's here. We got to get down in here.
There was a few people there at the beginning, and then they saw me. They got on their phones. They called everyone. You got to be here. California's got something to say.
Oh, okay then.
No, that's a lie.
Yeah, blatant lie.
Let's roll with it. It sounds good.
Yeah, we'll let them have that one. Shall we get into it? Shall we then?
Yeah, I'm still on the buzz from the live show, but let's get into this reviewness.
Yeah, a buzz from the live show that was like over a week ago.
I know, but it was actually a really good turnout. We done good. We didn't swear. Mm. We didn't stuff up. We were live, man.
Yeah, we were live. We didn't swear.
Nope.
A couple of our guests did, not including Carl.
Yeah, well. He didn't really swear. He just said dildo.
Yeah. Which everyone in the arena says about Mr. Slater anyway. Yeah.
And there was an 8-year-old birthday party there that night, so
yeah. What
the hell did she hear after that?
Yeah, very true, but yeah, it doesn't really matter. Let's get on the first match here. We had opening up the show, the Interstate Challenge match featuring Julian Ward taking on Jack Bonzer coming out of New South Wales. This was a fantastic opportunity for Julian Ward. He's been on a great run since coming back from Storm Wrestling Academy in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And Jack Bonzer, former PWA heavyweight champion and Nui Pro heavyweight champion as well. Guys, what were your thoughts on this match?
Well, not to be disrespectful to Mr. Bonzer, but to look at him, he's a thick, well-set, powerful-looking guy, and he wears the red headbands and things like that.
And comes out to Command & Conquer music as well.
He kind of reminded me of what a Ninja Turtle would be like if a Ninja Turtle was human.
Wasn't there a Ninja Turtle chant started as well?
Yeah, sorry about that. It's kind of like Raphael.
Mm.
Big, powerful, really angry dude.
Yeah.
He came out in a bad, bad mood.
Mm. He was basically, thick, I think, in the good way, yes. As in like Mr. Juicy thick.
Well, he was solid.
Solid, yeah.
He was wine barrel solid.
Solid, thick. Are we talking about a wrestler?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We're talking about you again.
I thought we were talking about penises.
Oh, no, we're not.
Downhill from here.
We're talking about Jack Bonzer's penis right here today on Drawing Heat. Give us a call for your thoughts and impressions on Jack Bonzer's penis.
Well, he was smooth all over, so...
His girlfriend calls him Master Splinter.
You say Ninja Turtle if it were a human. Maybe a penis if it were a human.
Maybe.
What?
Well, he's smooth all over. He was shaved head. He looked like he could be a penis.
Yes. Bonzatello.
Carry on.
Yes, Carl, what were your thoughts on this match?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect when Jack Bonzer was going to walk out because I didn't know who he was.
Yep.
I don't know much about Australian professional wrestling aside from EPW, really. So I didn't know what to expect when he came out and, I was pleasantly surprised to see someone who looks like a wrestler.
Mm.
So I was excited to see these two go at it for sure. Julian Ward's getting in real good shape as well, I must say. And, two guys who look like wrestlers, that's what I like to see.
Yeah.
And I like to see a fight between two guys who look like they're fighting, and they were.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of things. I did lose suspension of disbelief a couple times in the match, but that was okay because I still thought it was a good match. But I did lose it a few times. But I did enjoy this, and I was happy to see Julian get the victory.
Yeah, so was I as well. We did, of course, after the match, though, Jack Bonzer.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Jack Bonzer decided, no, not having any of this cheap shot on Julian Ward. And then he did announce that he will be back to represent New South Wales State of Origin in August 20-something that I wrote down on my piece of paper. That
2017, Beege.
The date, 20-something. 22nd, maybe? 26th?
I'm going with 2017.
Anyway.
Just disgusting what he did after that. It's disgusting.
It is, yeah.
Disrespectful.
But wasn't that a hell of a suplex he done?
I guess he just wanted to make a name for himself.
Oh, yeah, he did too.
That was a hell of a back suplex.
Mm. Mm.
But man, that was a hot ass opener.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to open a show of the caliber of Evolution, this one got the crowd right on its feet.
It really did well. The drinking section, because we were already on our feet anyway.
Yep, but the crowd popped huge. They were hot to start.
Yeah.
Best thing they could have done.
And I think it's... I think the last show, Julian Ward opened up the show as well, and he did a good job of it. Because, I mean, really, it's one of the most important spots of the show. The opener and the closer.
Yep, for sure.
You got the crowd ready.
Bingo.
Yeah.
On the money.
On the money. Excellent.
Excellent.
We're going.
I'm thinking Julian Ward will likely be representing EPW in that State of Origin.
I was wondering if that's going to be leading to that as well. It would be a great opportunity for him.
Definitely.
He's definitely earned his stripes so far this year.
I guess you could say a lot of the top guys in EPW are probably going to be quite busy around that time because there's a lot going on with them at the moment. So maybe it's time for someone like Julian to represent the company and the State of Origin, which happens every year.
Entirely possible.
Yeah, a few of the young guys are stepping up lately, so here's to them.
Here's to them. And one of the other young guys that is stepping up as well is a participant in the next match, where we had Taylor King going up against former EPW champion Kyle Styria in a lumberjack match. Now, this was a big one that's been building up for, pretty much almost all year. At this point, starting back when at the Taylor King show, he had Kyle Styria as a guest, which ended in a brawl, and they've just been at each other's throats. Multiple times they've been in the ring, but never one-on-one until at Evolution. Guys, this, to me, this was the match of the first half. It was the best match. Absolutely. I loved it.
And why do you say that?
It was just like, Taylor definitely brought it out that night. He really did. He's been sort of like there in the shadows, but this new A-list persona that he's tweaked is working for him. You know, the crowd hates him for it. He's got Miley Cyrus as his entrance music, which just makes people cringe as soon as he comes out. It's working to his full advantage, but that thing, they worked really well, really good, solid match. They worked with the Lumberjacks really well as well. You know, normally the Lumberjacks are just there to sort of throw him in or attack him and stuff. It worked well. You know, he had his little covert Taylor King lackeys out there as well.
His little Nickelodeon numpty squad.
That was like their debut, right? Like as characters.
I believe that is what it was, yes.
Yeah.
Which I'm liking. And, of course, we had our friend Del Cano there who took it a bit too seriously and came out in plaid shirt and beanie.
Is he a Lumberjack or a Luchajack?
I'm not too sure. But I think he was taking it a bit too seriously.
I think he's just a loser, to be honest.
A loser?
No, seriously, I found that quite...
A loser-door.
I thought it was very funny that he that the character of Del Cano took it so literally, yes, that he came out as a lumberjack.
The useless luchador Del Cano, which I believe you came up with that name as well, didn't you?
I'm not sure.
According to Del Cano, you did.
I don't know if I want to take credit for anything that he's done, so... Just kidding, Del Cano. Love you, bro.
What was your thought on this match, guys? Dude?
Well, I agree with you as far as what you say about Taylor King bringing it,
yep,
that night. He really put forward probably the performance of his career so far.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, not taking a step back. To use a Carl Inferi word, his work rate was humongously high.
Oh, is that a word of mine, is it?
It is today.
Okay.
And, he really looked like he belonged in a, I'm not saying main event match, but in a highlighted, in a spotlighty type of match.
He has some nice new tights as well.
Yeah, I've got to ask him what that's about. He's got the King of Nostalgia on the back of those things.
Yeah.
And I'm an old guy. I'm not quite sure I get what he's meaning.
Well,
it's hard to be nostalgic about Miley Cyrus, who's kind of a present day commodity, I suppose you could say.
Yeah, but he's a millennial though, so, you know, these things are...
Right.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
It goes back to when he was a kid, not when we were teenagers.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, not even teenagers, but yeah. You know what I mean.
I guess what I'll say about this match was it was like Taylor King come to the dance. You know, this is a big opportunity for him to be against a guy who's a former EPW heavyweight champion, Carl Styria. And I liked, about this match, you know, the story between these two had been going on for quite some time before we actually got to that first in-ring, you know, confrontation. So I was pretty, you know, pumped to see them finally go one-on-one. The Lumberjacks at ringside obviously added another element to the match, which was interesting. And, Styria coming off the top rope. I think, did he do a moonsault?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, you know, guy his size hitting moonsaults. Absolutely brilliant. So, overall, really enjoyed the match. And I really wanted Taylor to get over the line here. But unfortunately, his bumbling fools in whatever this new little group he's got going on.
Yeah.
Could not help him out in the end there. But hey, it was worth a shot. And he almost beat him, but Styria got over the line.
I still say he shouldn't have had to wrestle him.
You don't reckon?
No. Come on, man. A-list star, Hollywood Carl Styria. Come on, man. Come on.
You don't like Styria, do you?
He is the A-list commodity.
No, I just don't think he deserved to wrestle a guy of Taylor King's A-listing caliber.
Oh, right.
How much did Taylor pay to say that?
Well, we're still working out negotiations.
Right. So are you Taylor's new agent or something here then? Is that what it is?
I am the advocate of one Taylor King.
Fuck.
Dearie me.
Well played. You got to say his name right, though.
Taylor King!
No.
That's how Taylor King's advocate would say it.
Is it? Oh, okay, right.
He's
now,
not
then.
Brock Lesnar, shit.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, then.
Hi, guys, it's the Taylor King Show!
So, yeah. Look, I don't think we should take anything away from Carl Styria, though.
God, no.
The work that he has done with Taylor has definitely helped Taylor bring himself up. And Cole hasn't missed a beat since he's come back late last year as well.
Does anyone know why he was gone for so long? Just curious.
No,
I'm not sure. I think there was a deal he worked out with the feds to. He actually snitched on some gang members, and he had to go into protective custody for two or three years. And I believe he's been living in Barbados this entire time.
Oh, that must have been the what was it called? I can't remember now.
It was the Wing Ho family of the Triads.
The Wing Ho family.
They were smuggling coke in their wontons, and old Kyle snitched on them.
Well, how did he know that there was cocaine about?
He used to like his wontons. A little too much.
You're pulling this out of your ass, aren't you?
Hey, there was number 64 on the Chinese menu. Wontons and cock.
I was really disappointed when you started speaking before because you looked so serious and I thought I was going to get an actual reason as to why Kyle Serio hasn't been on the roster for so long.
Barbados. Witness protection. Now he's back and he doesn't care.
Well, there you go. We'll have to find out. Coming up next, we had the grudge match that's been building all year as well. Chris Weiss going up against Tyler Jacobs.
Sick.
This was definitely I did say a grudge match. Definitely building up here since Chris Weiss just really hasn't given a shit, really, to be completely honest, since about Gold Rush, I think it was.
Yeah, what did we call him before? Mr. Zero Fucks Given.
Oh, yes, Zero Fucks Given Chris Weiss.
Right.
Mm. And he showed that before this match even started, didn't
brilliant.
He?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Comes out half-dressed with his workout bag. He doesn't care. He sits down.
That's the thing. I think
he does that.
His boot that he hadn't even put on was more over than anyone else in that match.
It was a night for clothing getting over. Because Dave Nero's onesie was over later on in the evening as well. So it must have been just an apparel type of evening.
Yeah. But look, I mean, the question has been asked, has Chris Voss specifically been targeting Tyler Jacobs basically with his lax attitude? He's been targeting the EPW back of house team, but has it been that Tyler Jacobs is just wrong place, wrong time? We really don't know. There were still no questions answered here as to what Chris Weiss is trying to gain out of this.
No, like I said before, Chris Weiss sees Tyler Jacobs as the face of quote-unquote EPW management because he's an EPW original. They know he does have ties to, the guys who hold the pencils.
Does he now?
I believe he does. Uh-huh. And Chris Weiss is targeting him because he's the one he can get in the ring and forcefully make his bitch.
Right.
As opposed to easy EPW management.
And trying to get them to suck his appendage.
Yes.
Yes.
Suck his bonza.
Sorry, Jack.
Blame Carl.
Yeah, it's Carl's.
I didn't do nothing.
You were the one that implied that bonza looks like a penis.
Yeah, I just said he's a ninja turtle, man. I love ninja turtles.
Yeah.
Do you love penis?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
There you go then. Cool.
We're all on the straight and narrow.
We're all on the same page here then.
All right, nice book. Ninja Turtles do porn.
All right. Carl, what was your thoughts on this match?
This is one I was probably most excited to see just because I love, the guys from EPW that have been there for, years and years and years. So I'm always, really excited to see I guess you wouldn't say Chris Weiss is like an original, but he was there in the earlier days.
He was,
yeah. So, it was just awesome to see these, because I'd never seen these two go one-on-one, so I was quite pumped for this one. And I loved, as you said, the before the match shenanigans with Chris Weiss. I found that hilarious. Just didn't give a shit. He hadn't even put his boot on, and I was like, man, that's a wrestling boot. That's going to take ages, and it's just going to get the fans more and more shitty. And
it worked.
And Tyler Jake is selling it so well. He's like, come on, hurry up, and he's getting on the referee's case, and the referees are it's just awesome. And as you said before about the questions were left unanswered. That's what I love, because I got a reason to come back next time because I got to know what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, awesome. And a great finish. I liked it.
It was a really good finish. We did see Chris Weiss go over again with the Rings of Saturn brutal hold that we saw him use on Marcus Pitt back at Collision Course as well.
Yeah, nobody's getting out of that hold. Once he puts it on you, man, he's locked that in.
Yeah.
There's no way. But Beej, I know you're a big Tyler Jacobs fan.
I am.
And you had to have given it up for the effort Jake has put in. He showed he's a tough, nasty bastard in his own right.
He did. He's started doing some flips and stuff now as well.
Yeah, if he didn't get caught in that Rings of Saturn, I think 10 more minutes, and he probably would have had the big fella.
Yeah.
He was taking the fight to him. He's a tough, rough dude. And man, Tyler Jacobs has come. He's going to come back.
He's better now. He's better now than he's ever been.
Oh shit! Yes, he's in great physical condition, man.
Mm.
He's just man.
I think the problem might be that he took his eyes off the game plan earlier in the night when we were doing the pre-show, when he decided to come and wipe his wet pee hands on my face.
pee hands or pee ness?
Pee hands. Okay. Well, I think it was pee hands. It went on both cheeks, so I'm hoping it was both hands.
He just has a really flexible
dong. Not just a wrap around there. But that's the thing. During the pre-show, we were being taunted by Chris Weiss. And, you know, we all predicted Chris Weiss would win because we were scared of Weissy standing behind us.
That's not quite true. Me and Carl predicted he was going to win before he even walked out.
That's true. And I changed my prediction to Chris Weiss. Yeah, that's true. Ah, dear. Right. Let's have a quick word from our friends over at Eats by Dave, and we'll be right back after this. Want to stay in shape and eat healthy, cheap meals? Whether you're just time poor or looking to manage a macro-specific diet, Eats by Dave can take care of you. Servicing the Perth suburbs, Eats by Dave can provide eating solutions from individual single serves to full meal plans catered to specific macronutrient goals and delivered straight to your door. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Eats by Dave, that's Eats with a Z, E-A-T-Z, by Dave, and let Dave help you save the world one macro-conscious meal at a time. Okay, we are back. Thank you very much to our friends there at Eats by Dave, doing some great work. Fantastic startup company there to help you make your life an improvement.
Local business doing good.
Yeah.
Yum.
Mm.
Looks good.
They are very good. I'll say I'm not just a spokesman, I'm also a member.
I heard their beef burrito bowls are the shit.
They are, well, I wouldn't say that, but yeah, they are fantastic. I made some for the kids last, burritos with the kit for the kids last night, and they loved them.
I did say the shit, just shit.
They are the shit. They are that good.
The shiz niz.
That's dime.
Dime indeed it is. Right. The next match we had up was the Tag Team Number One Contenders match featuring Generation Zero, the Don Mockamorleani and Hayden Zenith, taking on the Super Murder Death Kittens, Jared Slate and Dan Moore, and Marcus Pitt and Alex Kingston in a tag team that they basically brought together for this match, trying to get Marcus Pitt back on track with another win. Didn't quite happen the way that they wanted it to happen. Marcus Pitt with yet another loss.
Not good.
No.
Who's the hair?
So, look, many people were left in shock when Gen Zero lost their tag team titles at Endgame a couple of weeks ago in an impromptu match with The Solution. So, it was a big surprise, I think. But, yeah, they wanted to get their titles back, but also so did SMDK.
Yeah, explain that to me, Beej. I wasn't at that end game show. Did they get challenged or did they come out to make the challenge to The Solution?
No, they got challenged. So the tag team tournament that they had at end game basically came down to Gen Zero won the first bracket and AZ Vergara and Davis Storm won the second bracket.
Yep.
And Davis Storm basically said, if you guys are real men, you'd put the titles on the line for us right now.
Oh, big mistake.
They did, yeah.
Big mistake.
Real big mistake.
That was dumb with a capital Duh.
Yeah.
But you got to give it
fools.
Up. Fools. Got to give it up to Morleone and Zenith there. Even though it was a dumb move, they had some grapefruits on them.
Yeah. But it's all well and good to have grapefruits, but where's your brains? You can't be putting the title against Vergara and Storm. Are you kidding me? No. Sorry. I appreciate the fact that there's grapefruits involved there, but you know, with all the penis references we've been talking about so far. But to accept Davis Storm and AZ Vergara, that's why they don't have the belts. So,
idiots.
Dang.
Fools.
Yeah. I stand corrected.
Yeah. So there you go. So, yeah, we're expecting a hard-hitting match here, and that is exactly what we got.
Well, I'm going to let you two talk about the actual match itself. And I'm going to save my comments for Mr. Pitt and Mr. Kingston. So go ahead.
Right.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Just well, a, I was...
See that bus going past? We just got thrown under, Carl?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, you know, I was pleasantly surprised to see SMDK. Is that right? SMDK?
Yes.
SMDK get the victory here. Pleasantly surprised.
So was I.
Getting them back into the title scene.
Yeah.
You know, as they were the former champions before Gen Zero, if I'm correct.
The and Solution won them off SMDK, and then Gen Zero won them Gen off the Solution.
Oh, wow. It's been hot potatoed quite a lot. There's so much competition going on in the tag division lately that,
I know.
You know, a tag team can't seem to get a solid long title reign in there. So
yeah. So, you know, Gen Zero won them off Aze Vergara and the Warship.
Right. Mm. Excuse me. I should have done some more homework.
Maybe you should have.
Yes, my bad. But that's God okay. I probably hell. Won't be on the show again for a while. So
probably not.
While I'm here, I might as well fuck up as much as possible. But yeah, it was good to see them get a victory and get themselves back in the title hunt to go after the Solution, who were the ones that took the belts from them in the first place.
Yes.
Yes. I come around and I'm all right now. I'm almost there.
You're on track?
Yeah.
Good to see. Yeah, look, big moments in this match. I love to see it because we haven't seen it in a while, the spike fade to black that SMDK use at the finish there.
That is the gnarliest finisher you're going to see this side of fucking gnarliest finishers.
I can't even remember what it is.
You know what a fade to black is?
Nope. It's an inverted pile driver that's over the shoulders.
Oh, that's insane.
And
that's
Mr. Moore off the top rope with the spikeage.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I love that move.
So, dude, you had some thoughts here concerning Mr. Pitt and Mr. Kingston.
Yeah, like I was saying in the earlier pre-show shenanigans, I wasn't sure if Marcus Pitt could be trusted in this match because he's been having some overtures given to him by Amber and Damien Slater.
Yeah. She's a fox.
Swing.
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 Tentpole. She's a babe.
She's magically babelicious.
She tested very high on the stroke ability scale.
And I had reservations whether or not Kingston could trust Marcus Pitt in this match because Marcus Pitt hasn't been in the right frame of mind and he just doesn't seem like he's himself.
True.
And this match, whilst they did have their moments of clarity and togetherness, I think in the end of the day, their chemistry was way off base.
It was.
And it cost them. It cost them big time. And Marcus Pitt is going to have a lot to answer for, I think, in the coming weeks and months. Because something doesn't sit right with Marcus Pitt.
Pitt is going to crack the shits.
Yeah, there's something that's not quite right. And we did see an appearance by Amber and Damien Slater at the end of this match as well. And they came out and they were goading Marcus Pitt. Just like, oh, you couldn't get it done again. I think you can't get the job done. Might have actually been uttered by Damien Slater, I think.
The only time that chant actually has meaning and actually works in a situation.
But yes, Amber did come out. She said something, I'm not sure what, because I had a lot of screaming from other people behind me in my ear. I could not hear a word that she was saying.
Crowd was loud.
But we did see, we did hear him say that someone had taken them up on their offer.
Yeah, was it Kingston? Was it Pitt?
It was neither. We did see the reappearance of Chris Weiss this time wearing his Brotherhood t-shirt.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Beej, the Brotherhood was a little stable in Wrestle Rampage with Weiss, Slater and Havoc.
Yes, so I was just about to say that. Thank you for that, dude. So it does look like now that Damon Slater has bought the Brotherhood to EPW.
Wow.
Now, what is that going to mean? We don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens. It's definitely going to be an interesting turn of events coming up over the next couple of shows, see where it goes.
Yeah, Chris Weiss actually did end up attacking Alex Kingston from behind. So that's very interesting. He didn't go after Marcus Pitt. Which would lead me to believe shenanigans are in the works.
Yes. Where do Marcus Pitt's allegiances lie? Do they lie with TMDK?
Who are not around.
Well, they still do exist.
They exist, but he has no backup. Marcus Pitt is all alone, pretty much.
In EBW, yes, he does have other friends across the country. But do his allegiances lie possibly with the Brotherhood as well? That's where we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Well, if he was smart, He would probably go join with them.
Join with the Brotherhood?
I think if he was smart. Things aren't going well at the moment.
Yeah.
No, he's having like a Barry Horowitz type of year. Horribly. horrible year.
So what we need is Chris Candido to come back from the dead and give him a win? Is that what you're saying?
Somebody needs to put him over because he's not doing it himself.
Fair enough then. Right.
He did cost his team the win too.
He did.
With a stupid, dicky mistake.
Which was what, dude?
Alex Kingston was set up to go for the big elbow drop from the top rope.
Yep.
Pitt, I think he went after somebody on the apron, if I'm not mistaken.
I think
mistaken.
So, yeah.
He crotched Kingston and ended up setting himself up for that fade to black from SMDK.
Yeah.
So he didn't just cost his team the loss, he actually took the loss.
Yeah.
So he J-O-B'd.
What a trooper.
What a jobber. I don't like saying that about Marcus Picks. He's a hell of a talent.
Yep.
But, dude,
Jump
get,
squad.
Your, get your shit together, man.
Jump squad for life.
What do you reckon, Carl?
About Marcus Pitt?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think he should just go join Amber's group there. Slater's group. Vice's group. Whoever's group.
The Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood.
Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants.
It's, you know, if things aren't working out with Kingston at the moment, just drop the zero and be with the heroes, I say.
Well, I think Kingston is a hero because he's my main man.
Oh, no, he's a hero, but in this situation, in Pitt's mind, maybe Kingston would be the zero. He's the reason why things aren't going so well for him.
Well, he did beat Marcus Pitt a couple of events ago, so...
Ooh.
Could have started the whole spiral.
Yeah.
Entirely possible. All right, coming up next, we had the Open Battle Royal that EPW were putting on, with the winner getting a title shot of their choosing. Now, I made a very bold statement during the pre-show where I predicted that Damian Slater was going to win this match and insert himself into the TLC match later that night, which didn't happen.
Oh, so close, though. So close.
So close. Oh, so close.
Oh, so small.
It did come down to Damian Slater and the big rig, Scotty Ryan, as the final two. But this match, I really enjoyed this match. It was a lot of fun.
As far as Battle Royals go, you are damn right.
Yeah.
Although my pick did win it, thank you very much.
Yes, your pick did win it.
Well done.
The big rig.
Who was your pick again?
I said Slater or a surprise entrant.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, because I thought for some reason Jamie Jura was going to be in the match.
Yeah.
Just thought he might somehow win it, but that was just a ridiculous prediction.
No. But that's we have seen Scotty Ryan. He's been in several title matches over the last couple of shows with Gavin McGavin for the EPW Coastal Championship.
Yeah, they've got a blood feud, if you will, going on. This is getting very, very personal between these two.
It is. And, like you did mention earlier, David Nero's onesie was very over during this match as
My
well.
My God, he was cheered from start to finish until he took the onesie off.
Yeah, and then they booed him.
They booed the shit out of him.
He took it off and they realised, oh, that's David Nero.
It's just a dude.
Yeah.
Not the fifth Teletubby. Poe Winky Nero!
Don't worry. You're a parent now. You'll learn their names very quickly.
I don't care. I still know who the Cosby kids are. That's cool.
They're the ones who drown in the pool every week?
No.
Don't touch them. Remember that.
Unless you have to.
Anyway, let's not get on to Bill Cosby here.
But it was a fun battle royal. It was.
Yeah. Mr. Carl, did you have any thoughts on this match?
Well, I didn't really know there was a match going on because Amber was at ringside. So
that's true.
I got no real thoughts on this, but I was surprised to see Scotty Ryan to get the win here. But pleasantly surprised. I thought, I think he's really doing well lately. He's really stepping up his game quite a lot. So to get one over on... Damian Slater, who I think a lot of people would have thought he was going to be walking away with the victory here, being a former champion himself. It was good to see Scotty Ryan get that opportunity.
Yeah. Indeed it was.
Who were the most outstanding performers in this match, you guys? I actually thought Del Cano done a hell of a job.
He did.
He was out there till like the final four or five, was he not?
Pretty sure he was. I'm trying to remember. Was Jake Taylor also the final four?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Possibly. Actually, Del Cano got thrown out physically by Dan Steele. Onto a bunch of people. So he didn't actually leave the ring as opposed to getting thrown over the ring.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he was final four then.
Possibly not, but a hell of an effort.
We'll have to wait till it comes out on Vimeo very shortly, and then we'll be able to find out who was in the final four.
Yes, folks, get the Vimeo subscription to EPW for this and all other events, past and present.
For how much, dude?
$9.99.
No, $9.
$9, I took the 99 off.
It's never been 99. It's always just been $9.
Oh, I've been overcharged then.
$9, flat rate.
Flat rates.
Yeah.
I love a flat rate.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm an EPW on Vimeo subscriber.
And so are we.
Yep. And yeah, you get to see all the latest EPW shows. Plus, Endgame is up there for free as well.
That's a bargain, because I heard that show was killer.
It was. I'm still not sure why I downloaded it to give to you when it's free, but, you know.
Because you're a nice bloke.
I'm a nice bloke. You've been preoccupied, fair enough.
I have. Speaking of preoccupation, did you guys see that spot in the Rumble there where Blair Brady was fighting for her life against Jay Tyler?
Yes.
And that poor, poor woman, she was fighting for her life, hanging off the top rope, just about to get herself back in the ring when old bloody pimply butt himself, old smooth cheeks, old Taylor, pulled his cheeks out of his singlet, I guess you'd call it.
He gave himself a wedgie.
And went to give her a stink face. And the poor girl was forced to eliminate herself. The only time I'd say I cannot blame somebody from throwing themselves out of a battle royal.
Yeah, I can't blame her really either.
Poor girl.
Well, she wanted to have a backfire on him, she should have stuck a digit up, you know where.
Would have had to have been two or three digits.
Mm.
I heard he loves his digits.
Oh, well, if he would enjoy it, then it might backfire on her again, so, okay.
That's true, yeah.
Stinky digits.
No one wants that.
Yeah.
Hard to get the stink off the digits.
All right. Shall we move along here?
Citric acid is your
favorite. If you want.
Oh, what? Citric acid? What the hell are you talking about?
That'll clean the digits.
Okay. Idea. Okay, so the following match that we had up here after the intermission that took place with the amazing food, we got to mention that as well.
Oh, Reuben sandwiches.
Yeah, we did have the melt truck there at the intermission. Those Reuben sandwiches, holy shit, they were good.
Yeah, I hope they keep that melt truck for the next show because they've been swapping trucks around lately.
Yeah, well, they've got to give everyone a chance.
Well, find one that works. I think the melt truck works. Keep the Reubens going.
Trying to keep it fresh. Yeah. Bro. Trying to keep it fresh. Maybe. Don't know what to expect each time.
We'll set up our own little stall there in the canteen selling Reubens.
I ain't selling them. I'm eating the sons of bitches.
Oh, okay. Fair enough then. Reubens are good. But yeah, the Melt Hub, check them out on Facebook. They are damn good. Loaded bolognese fries were pretty good too.
Yep. They can rock up to your driveway anytime.
I don't think. They're not like a Mr. Whippy. It's not quite like that.
They're mobile, so if you paid them enough, they'd rock up.
Yeah, but I don't think it's just to come to your house and give you a feed and then piss off again.
You could say you're having an event. Party of five.
Was the coffee guy there?
I
think he was.
I think he was, yeah.
I still haven't had anything from any of the food trucks yet.
Haven't you?
Next time I'm definitely going to.
The coffee guy's pretty good. The coffee is pretty decent. Approved by Davis Storm, who does love his coffee.
What I heard is, if Gavin McGavin loses his EPW Coastal Championship, everybody gets a free Reuben.
Really?
That's what I heard. Don't quote me on that, but that's the word on the street.
From Gavin?
Gavin's paying for it, I guess, yeah.
Cool. Good to hear. So, yeah, the following match that we did have up here now was the EPW Coastal Championship match between Gavin McGavin and Alison Cruz.
How many falls was it, Beach?
How many falls?
Yeah. How many falls was this match?
One fall. And the dude has given away the finish yet. Gavin McGavin won because he hasn't bought us all Reubens yet.
Mine's in the mail, apparently.
Is it? Guys, tell me what you thought about this match because I was stuck behind tall people, so I actually didn't get to see really any of this match.
Your fandom came up short, didn't it?
I know. I had to move over to the other side of the arena so I could see the main event at least.
Well, it's not the first time that Alison Cruz has faced the opposite sex in the ring. She's gone up against Slater.
Intergender,
don't want to offend any people, if I can help it.
Oh, I'm sure you will by just assuming it was like man versus woman. No.
It's better than man versus food. Come here. But yeah, like I said, she's faced Damien Slater, she's faced David Storm, but in those type of matches, I've felt they may have pulled their punches with her. They might not have gone as all out as they would have done if it was a male superstar across the ring from them. They still took the match to her, but, you know, I feel they
take it a bit easy, you mean?
not hit her as hard as they usually would have done.
Mm.
Gavin McGavin, on the other hand, he did not give a damn about who was in front of him.
No.
He hit her as hard as he could. He suplexed her out of her shoes. He treated her like she was just another bloke in the way.
I did see that really good snap German he gave her off the ropes.
My God. He did not give her any quarter.
And no.
She didn't ask for any. She's a tough chick.
Well, that's the thing. Ali has spent time in Japan.
Ninja training.
Yeah, ninja training, basically learning how to hit and to get hit as well. So she can take it.
Yeah, it ain't about how hard you can hit.
Mm.
It's about how much you can take.
Yeah, but that's the thing. There are some really good technical spots that I did see in this match, you know, through the gaps of people's shoulders.
Through their thigh gaps.
I'm not that short.
I'm looking for my glasses.
Carl, what were your thoughts on this match?
Oh, I loved it. I thought, you know, Allison was on fire. Gavin's just been on fire ever since he had a bit of change of attitude after the split of Mick Massive from however long ago that was, sometime last year, I believe.
Your old friend Mike Massive.
Yeah, good mate, good old mate Mike Massive. You know, one thing I wanted to say about Gavin was that I've just been so impressed with him as a performer since, you know, having that change in attitude, turning heel, I guess you call it, out there. But I've just been thinking about it, and I think about when he was in McMassive, he must have been really, like, envisioning what he wanted when he finally turned heel, because, like, he's just been firing on all cylinders. Like, he's already had this mapped out
He had it planned out, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, like, you can tell when someone's been really, really thinking about what they're going to do when they perform in front of the fans and all that. And not just that, but the vignettes and stuff that have been going up online as well.
Oh,
like,
so
he's just playing it so well, and it makes him so, you know, unlikable. And everyone wants to see him finally lose that championship. And once again, he got over the line here. But I just wanted to, like, take a bit of time to show a bit of appreciation for, you know, what he's been doing as a performer in the last,
I think we're really seeing the real Gavin McGavin.
Yeah,
yeah.
In McMassive, I don't think he was okay.
No, he wasn't okay. He was just saying that.
Yeah, he was just toeing the company line. But this is the real deal, I think, Gavin McGavin.
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Yeah.
And he's the Gavin McGavin he's always wanted to be, and now he is.
Yes.
Beau show.
Yes. He wanted to basically show his true colours.
But I will say this about Allison. She is the best female wrestler in Western Australia right now. I don't care who's won what award for whatever. She's the best. And I'm saying that despite the fact that I have that large crush on Amity Rowe.
Yeah, that is very true.
We haven't seen Amity Rowe for a little while, so maybe she's got wind of your crush and she's taken leave of Perth for a bit.
Well, I believe she was actually over MCW.
She was.
Working with Kellyanne, having a great match over there.
I've never even met her, so...
Oh, would you like Would you like to be introduced to her?
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, sure?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, she loves us, man.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, she puts up with us,
yeah. It puts up with us, yeah.
No, I just want to keep her up on the pedestal, and you know, if I meet her in person, you know, it'll change the relationship. You know?
Okay.
She'll see you for who you really are.
Yeah.
It'll change that non-existent relationship that you have. That one that Carl's girlfriend knows nothing about.
she knows. She doesn't care.
So for Halloween, do you get your girlfriend an Amity Rowe costume?
No, I don't think that would be her bag.
It's not your bag?
No. It wouldn't fit.
What kind of bag is her bag?
Wonder Woman outfit.
Okay, so careful, you might get him in trouble here.
Wonder Woman outfit. That one fits like a glove.
Alrighty then.
Anyway.
Have you met my friend Snowflake?
What are we talking about again?
I'm not sure. I think we
need... Oh, wait. Allison,
I think we need to have Carl's girlfriend on the show today.
Allison's the best female wrestler in Western Australia right now.
Does she know you?
What anyone says.
Does she call you at home?
No, I've never met her, but I think just as a performer, she's fantastic.
She very muchly is.
She is. This match was actually a very, very good match. It's not just a spectacle seeing a woman versus a man, or intergender, as you call it, Beach.
Yes.
This is actually a...
Well, it's because they could have one of the other genders in there as well, obviously.
Well, it could have been a triple threat match with a fluid gender or whatever the fuck they call it these days.
Water.
Water.
A glass of man, woman, and a glass of water.
H2O, shut the fuck up. You're a man or woman. God damn it. No, but this...
Carl's like, what?
I'm really trying to follow here, but keep going.
You will not follow. Don't worry about it. I'll meet you at the intersection of what the fuck and here we go again.
Yep.
No, but this match was highly, highly competitive.
It was.
I mean, like we said before, Gavin McGavin threw everything but the kitchen sink at,
yep,
at Alison Krauss. And if it was around, I bet he would have bloody hit it with that as well.
Well, if he did that, that would be a bit, you know...
That would be a bit sexist, yeah.
Kitchen sink.
At least he didn't tie to the washing machine or something.
Yeah. But look, Gav got the... he got the co-main event spot, but he's been wanting that main event spot. He's been saying he's a main event player. And he is, really. But that's the thing. After the match, when we did see why am I saying Damon Slater? Gavin McGavin.
Because you love Damien Slater.
Because I love him.
Because I have Damon Slater written here on my paper.
You
want to
be him. You want to be his friend. You want to be him.
Wait, well.
There was a line there, Carl.
Sorry.
It's back over that way
God
now.
God damn it, Lenny.
Gavin McGavin hit that sweet reverse David DDT that he has. Got the 1-2-3 on Alison Krauss, but that wasn't enough for him. Put her in the sharpshooter at the end because...
He's a dick. He's
son
a dick.
Of a bitch.
Yeah, he pretty much is.
Sharpshooter, man.
Which
asshole.
Bought out the winner of the Battle Royal, Scotty Ryan, which I think a lot of people saw coming.
I didn't.
I popped
really?
Huge for
no.
that. But
I didn't know if their story was still ongoing, so I had no idea.
Oh,
and
there
like,
you go
oh,
then.
Okay.
But they are Gen Zero stablemates, so somebody had to go.
He of
course.
He came out to rescue her.
Yep.
And we're thinking, oh, is Scotty cashing in now? Are we going to see it? No.
I'm glad he
Gavin,
did.
Gavin hightailed it out of there.
He got out of there pretty damn
smart.
Quickly.
Very smart.
Yeah. He was.
But Scotty Ryan did announce that they are going to have one more match.
Sick.
For that EPW Coastal Championship. It will be...
I'm getting chills.
At the next show at Hell or High Water on July...
22nd.
And
it will
you
be
go.
Your main event of the evening.
It will, because it's going to be in a 15-foot high steel cage. Holy shit, that popped me so hard.
All you had to say was 15 foot, and you went, bing.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I thought they were talking about Damon Slater again, so yeah.
Steel abs. Swing.
So yes, at Hell or High Water, we have a steel cage match with Scotty Ryan going up against Gavin McGavin for the EPW Coastal Championship in the main event.
Pumped.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm
that
pumped.
Is a spot that these guys have deserved since they had that killer match at Collision Course.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Renner, if Scotty Ryan doesn't get the job done here and Gavin McGavin can retain the Coastal Championship,
yep,
I'm going to go on a limb and say that Gavin McGavin is the greatest title holder the state has ever seen.
I think it's fair to say he already is.
I'll give him this one time. He has to put Scotty Ryan
over
away.
Over 200 days.
Yeah, but he's got to put Scotty Ryan away, end this feud, because Scotty Ryan is very, very close to having his number, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit. Gavin McGavin has to, his work cut out for him. If he can get over Scotty Ryan, he's the greatest champion this state has ever seen.
So if he doesn't defeat Scotty Ryan, he's not the greatest champion?
No, he's not. He was good. 200 days plus, like you say. Hey.
But he did break the previous record that was 199 days by him that he had the day before.
So he beat himself?
Yes.
He can continue to
beat himself.
He can beat himself as much as he likes. But when it comes down to it, he's got a cage match to get past, and this is going to be his ultimate test. The real wrestler.
He needs it.
He does need it.
He does, but he's going to complain about it more than likely.
And they are going to have a tough job because they've got to top the main event of Evolution, which is the TLC match between Logan Gray and Davis Storm.
That was Marcus Pitt. Oh, sorry. I thought you mentioned...
I'm talking about the one...
What's going on?
I'm talking about the match that we're going to be talking about right now.
Sorry, I thought you were comparing cage matches.
No.
Last year's cage match between Pitt and Logan.
No.
Which was a lot of flippy-doos and Marcus Pitt beating the crap out of Logan Gray.
No, I'm talking about the TLC that we had.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry, bros.
Follow along.
Yeah,
but this cage match coming up, I'll just say it's going to be a vastly different cage match to the one we saw last year. It's going to be just a fight because they're not going to be doing flippy doos. It's going to be a bloodbath, man.
It's going to be like Savage versus Honky Tonk Man for the IC title.
I'm hoping that it really
I'm hoping it's more of Bret Hart versus Owen Hart from SummerSlam 94.
Oh, that was that's a great one.
Fantastic.
That cut down the brutality, but it was just a brilliant story.
Yeah.
If they do that, if they equal that, it'd probably be the best match of the year.
I will say, probably the best one, I think, or the first one cage match I ever remember seeing was... It was Hogan versus Boss Man.
Oh, that was a good cage match.
When Hogan suplexed Boss Man off the top of the cage, and I was just a kid, and I was just like, what the hell just happened?
Hogan actually left his feet.
Yeah, crazy.
That's it. It was so good, and I think around the same time I also saw, I think it was Rick Rude and, was it Roddy?
Yeah, they were feuding. They were feuding at the same time.
Rick Rude and Roddy had a cage match as well where they both hit the floor at the same time, yeah. So they were made to have to go back in and start again.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if Gavin McGavin and Scotty Run did have a throwback cage match and somehow EPW brought in the blue barred cage? That would be fucking awesome. Oh,
that would be brutal. I would love to see that.
That would be just the best. That'd be the best.
Probably have to get working on it now to get it ready in time.
Ah, their production crew is the greatest.
That would be cool. But yeah, look... The main event time of the evening, it was the TLC match with Davis Storm going up against EPW champion Logan Gray.
There was a thing you missed earlier. I'm sorry, Beach, to cut back onto your anchoring duties.
What was that?
We saw earlier in the evening Davis Storm and The Solution make their way to ringside for a bit of a promo session.
I do apologize. We can rewind to that as well. That was, I believe that was before the...
Coastal Championship match.
Oh, I believe it was, wasn't it? Yes.
It was. And basically, like you said that at the end game, that Storm had effectively fired Worship from The Solution.
He did.
For no showing or for...
For no showing the event, exactly. Yeah. For letting him down for the final time.
Yeah, so he came in and badmouthed him some more. He brought out Jordan Bishop and Liam Mandel, who've been on the wrong end of the Davis Storm Solution stick the last couple of shows. Cut sick at everybody, basically.
Yeah.
And Worship came out. We didn't know what was going to go on.
No, we didn't. Worship, we do question how many friends he does have now. Yeah,
but he took Bishop and Mandel with him when he left, though.
He did.
Which left more questions.
Because David Storm did say, you know, if you don't want to be in The Solution, get out of this ring right now.
Yeah, so if you don't like it, get out.
So Shippy left and Mandel and... Bishop went with him.
I thought this was like going to be like Solution Black and White versus The Solution
Black
Wolf
and Green. Black and Green.
I was hoping for that as
well. That's why I thought it was like that. Maybe they're splitting into two different factions and now they're going to be at war. But obviously,
Solution Wolfpack.
Something else took place later on in the evening, which left more unanswered questions.
All right, so we can sort of get back to the main event.
I love that segment. I thought it was fantastic.
Anytime Davis Storm has a microphone in his hand, it's fantastic.
Yeah. So, back to the TLC match. Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Match of the year so far.
Absolutely. Match of the year. I mean, we saw Davis Storm get Hurricane Runner through some chairs. We saw Davis Storm do a suplex onto a ladder covered with chairs. He's a crazy old man. He really is.
Old Mental. Man Stormy.
We also saw Stormy take a Gravewalker through a table.
On the outside. That was insane.
Because I was over the other side of the arena. I didn't actually see that spot. All I just saw him sort of standing there and just sort of go down like, oh, okay.
I got to see it.
Yeah. Lucky for you. I'll have to wait till it comes out on Vimeo for $9 a month.
This match was brutality, man. It was beautiful in its brutality almost. It didn't go too far as some of these matches can go. Like you were talking about earlier, Carl, with... I think it was off the air. You're talking about there's some TLC matches and things. That could be spot fest and things like that. But this one made a buttload of sense.
Yeah.
It was just a great, great story. And David Storm stays away from ladder matches for a reason.
Yeah. Because he's old.
He's old. But he's an icon. He's a legend. He's all these superlatives that we can say. He didn't have to do this shit.
No.
But he was hungry for the EPW title. So he forcibly put himself through that.
Yeah.
He wanted it. Badly.
And the crowd responded.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd responded huge for this thing.
It was a phenomenal match. It really was.
Yeah, screw Ben-Hur. This is his greatest story ever told.
Carl, what were your thoughts on the match?
Yeah, as I called out before, match of the year so far. I mean, we've still got a bit of the year remaining, so the bar has been set by these two. And first of all, what I say is, like, I mean, we haven't really gone over what the finish of this match was yet, but
no, we'll cover that in a brief second.
Excellent.
Or would you like to do that now before you?
Oh, I mean, no, I just wanted to say, like, I just feel like Logan Gray as a performer, like, he really proved something to me in this match, not just, you know, with his athleticism and all the
risk-taking
that he does do, but I just saw something else out of him that I hadn't seen yet, which was, like, facial expressions, like, stronger facial expressions than usual, and you could tell he was really into what he was doing here, and obviously Storm, you know, he's Davis Storm, so...
I mean, yeah, Davis Storm does bring out the best in Logan Gray.
That's right, yeah.
He really does.
But both these blokes actually believed. They believed in what they were doing. They believed in the story of the match. I've read a lot of the books and stuff that people have done, the wrestlers and things like that, and they always describe a time during a match that their own sense of belief just gets thrown out the window. They forget that they're performing. They forget there's a crowd.
Yeah.
And it's just them and their opponent, you know, quote unquote, fighting to the death. And it's just two blokes going at it and they forget everything else. I believe that this match was that way for Logan Gray and David Storm.
Yeah.
It's just that type of feeling. We could have all walked out. 500 people could have walked out that building and they still would have gone as hard and as intense as they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally agree. But like I said, we haven't discussed the finish of the match. We did see another appearance by the Warship.
Yeah, that popped me huge. At this point, I was behind the bar section on a bench trying to get a good vantage point of what was going on because the place is so packed. And, oh, man, I popped humongous.
And that's thing. We were there thinking Warship was going to come out and he's going to destroy Davis Storm. And he did. He gave him a huge spear.
Oh, man.
Good.
I actually did wet myself at that point.
Yeah.
Not with pee either.
With beer?
Oh, God.
Ew.
No.
Ew, I just realised. Ew.
Oh, semen.
My penis sneezed.
At you. It sneezed at you.
Yeah, it's about all the cum jokes.
So, yeah, we did see, Warship, big spear onto Dave Storm, and then he said to Logan Gray, in no uncertain terms, here's a table, put him through that table.
Yep, he had a big solution ladder too. Yeah. So like 20 footers.
He has a big ladder as well, that big inconspicuous ladder.
Man, where did that come from?
I believe it came from down the side. It was picked up a bit earlier in the match.
Oh, awesome.
But we saw the Warship go, and he went to hold the ladder steady for Logan Gray, you know, so he could do
as
it.
As you do.
Yeah, and then he just pushed him over.
Son of a bitch, he triple swerved us.
I know.
So good.
For about 30 seconds, Warship was the biggest babyface in the company.
Probably the biggest babyface in Australian wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much. And he swerved everyone. Or did he?
Yeah, we don't know. This is the thing.
Yeah.
He cost David Storm the match. Oh, sorry, Logan Gray the match.
Yes. David Storm is now a 6-time record-breaking EPW champion.
And tag champion still with AZ Vergara. But he picked up David Storm's tag belt and left with it. What the blue hell is going on?
A very good question.
Stories, man. Stories everywhere.
And that's the thing. It's sort of starting off, you know, the next phase of the storytelling for the second half of the year, which I can see I'm looking like, there's building on that turmoil in the solution.
So good. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it because, like, you know...
And you do love Warship as well.
Yes, well, I mean, he and I have become quite good friends, and I even suggested to him that we could form a tag team where he would still be Warship and I would be called Friendship, so...
you sunk my friendship.
But I must say, about the finish, like, that was my favourite finish that I've seen to an EPW match in years and years, I'd say. Probably my favourite finish I'd ever seen in EPW. You know, a double swerve in the mat, like, you know, Warship, the spear on Storm was amazing, like, just so good, and the crowd went wild.
Look at the dude's face just as you mentioned that. He's getting...
Oh, it was so good. And then, like, to swerve a second time, and, oh, man, I went nuts. And then, obviously, you know, being a big Solution fan, you know, Storm climbs the ladder, six-time champion. But Warship walks away. He's looking back, you know, to the top of the ramp there, back at the Solution. You know, the title's on Storm. And once again, more questions that need to be answered. You got to be at the next show to find out what the hell's going to happen next with Warship, with Mendel, with Jordan Bishop. You know, what's going to happen with what happened there. But also, you know, what's Storm going to think about Warship hitting him with the spear, but still helping him get the victory. You know, obviously Warship is trying to prove something there to Storm that, you know, just like that, I could screw everything up for you. But at the same time, in the back of Warship's mind, he's still got that loyalty to the Solution because he was one of the founding members of the group. So.
But he left with Storm's tag belt.
That's right. So, another question that needs to be answered.
Yeah. Mm.
So, yes, those are questions. We might maybe get some answers. We might see a continuation of the storyline at EPW Hell or High Water. That is the next show on the 22nd of July here in Perth at Body Slam Central.
All right, so apart from the cage match main event, fellas, what do you reckon we can expect to see match-wise from the show? I've got an idea or two, but...
Well, after Hell or High Water, we do have State of Origin coming up as well. We do know that Jack Bonzo will be back representing New South Wales. We don't know what the format is going to be, if it's going to be... Will it be another Fatal 4-Way? Will it just be WA versus New South Wales? I'm expecting we'll maybe see some qualifying matches or something at Hell or High Water to see who goes on to represent WA. Like Carl did say earlier, my pick for that will be Julian Ward.
Bingo.
Mm. We saw Alex Kingston in there last year with Jag Hartley Jackson, Mr. Juicy, and Sean Custom.
That was a hell of a match.
It was. Who would you like to see come over for State of Origin, just out of thoughts?
Oh, so many. I would like to see some women, actually.
That would be good.
Well, I was just about to say.
Yeah, I would like to see they have some the ladies go at it for some state pride. Maybe bring Vixen over or get Kellyanne back again. Or there's a ton of great chicks. Get Madison Eagles over.
Yeah.
We saw her in action for NHPW a few weeks ago.
Yeah, fantastic.
And she's probably the best female wrestler in the country.
She is indeed.
Has she ever wrestled at EPW before?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Well overdue, I would say. Mm.
I think so, yeah, but get some women going at it. Bring Brooksy back.
Yep.
Bring Brooksy back for State of Origin.
I'd like to see Brooksy back, and I would definitely, if they do go with a Fatal 4-Way, Jag Hartley Jackson, currently, you know, a bit preoccupied in Japan.
He's in Japan, but if you want to go for the South Australian angle, get Basso over.
I was only saying to Giles O'Brien today, I'd love to see Basso come over for it. I'd love to see Grimm, he'd be great, or... J-Rock. We haven't seen J-Rock in quite some time.
Yeah.
Somehow he's got bigger. He is an absolute beast now.
He's going to explode if he gets any bigger.
you were speaking to Giles today, really?
Oh, yes.
What did he have to say about... Did you talk to him about what happened?
Well, yes. We didn't mention that in the main event. Shit.
That's right. Giles. Yeah. Well, it is a bit of a sore spot. Yeah, Giles is out of a job now.
Yeah, he went for a chair.
He raised his hand to Davis Storm.
He was he was provoked, yes.
Mm.
But where is that line between referees and where do they have to go to get into that spot where they're going to hit a competitor in the head with a chair?
He's been pushed to his limits.
He has.
As a man. He's not just a referee anymore. He might have the stripes on his shirt, but behind those stripes is a man, and he's had his pride attacked by Davis Storm many times now, and, you know, he's a feisty Irishman, isn't he? So some point he's going to snap.
He looks like a zebra, but under that, he's that little donkey that's just the workhorse, just going, and...
Donkey?
Yeah, donkeys get pushed, and sometimes they snap.
Sometimes they hit you with a mule kick.
Yeah.
Right in the ghoulies.
Yeah, exactly.
But unfortunately, it didn't work. And he got stomped.
It didn't work. He got stomped.
Brilliant.
And
loved it.
For
favorite part of the show.
Yeah, and that scene, because this is the second time that Giles has basically he didn't cost Davis Storm the title this time, but he got involved in Davis Storm's match.
For the love of God, please tell me there will be a match with Storm and Warship against Logan and Giles. Giles getting his job back. That would never happen, but imagine.
Yeah.
Who knows? But Giles, I mean, he seemed a bit you know, he wasn't making much sense. He was just typing random words, and I think he was probably drunk and trying to drown his sorrows.
That was Gaelic, right, man. No, he was typing in Gaelic.
But yeah, look, I mean, that's the thing. I've been trying to call him, but yeah, he doesn't answer my phone, or he thinks I'm a booty call and stuff, and tells me he's leaving the door open for me. So I don't really know what's going on.
No, okay,
yeah. But I mean, he might be doing that for everyone as well. I really don't know. So, ladies, if you're after some hot Irish loving, go after Giles O'Brien because he's leaving the door open for everyone.
If you love the taste of Lucky Charms, go to Giles.
He's magically delicious. But yeah, look, who knows what's happening with Giles O'Brien? I haven't had to get a straight answer out of him.
So is he just suspended or is he fired?
He's fired.
Well, no, I believe he has been suspended indefinitely. But that's pretty much the same as not having a job.
Yeah, that's just a boss's way of pussing out to say you're fired.
Yeah. He's been suspended indefinitely, which, yeah, well, indefinitely means, you know, you're not suspended for a month, you'll come back when we're ready to bring you back.
Yeah. Which, knowing EPW management, could be never.
Mm. Well, NHPW might need another referee down there or something.
It's entirely possible.
We'll call our friend Heritor and see what's going on.
Well, he could go work for AA Dub as well, you know.
Why would anyone want to do that?
Because they need someone to hold their light stands.
Well, as opposed to stacking them on top of a table and breaking health and safety violations.
Yes.
Yes, but...
Losers! Lehu Zehers!
Hey, at least they know how they get their moose knuckles.
So, can we get back on track here, please?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Hell or High Water.
Hell or High Water. So, show of the year?
What, Hell or High Water or Evolution?
No, Evolution.
Evolution so far, it is. And if going by previous years, Evolution's won not only show of the year, but also match of the year
the
last couple of years straight. Mm-hmm. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
So, you don't think that the cage match at Hell or High Water will top it?
Oh, it has the potential, but until we see it, we just don't know because... This main event of this match, this event of the TLC was just on a whole another level.
Okay. Do you think we'll also see another sellout crowd at Hell or High Water, given the fact that they are there, that it is at the same venue as House of Hardcore tonight, and they have promotional posters up?
I think we will. I reckon the fans in Perth are finally waking up and smelling the coffee truck
and realizing that there is, you know, top quality wrestling in Perth.
Yes, and they're turning out. We saw 80 people rock up there for a birthday party at Evolution. Yeah. And I don't even know 80 people in my life. I could count the number of people I know on two hands and a foot.
Really?
In my life, yes.
Okay, then.
That's why I only have 3 friends.
And 2 of them are here.
Well, 1.5 of them here. He just puts up with me.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah, then.
He's half a friend.
Oh, well, I considered us friends, but if you're going to have that attitude...
Dougie Dash, that's it. I was about to say, Dougie Dash.
Dash is done.
You blew it.
Oh, well. But again. I think at Hell or High Water, we could see Marcus Pitt and Kingston against Vice and Slater.
Yep.
With the lovely Amber at ringside.
I said with
the lovely Amber. I was pointing at you.
But you said your, so yeah, what, you're trying to say
okay,
that... Like,
our lovely Amber then.
Oh.
Schwing.
So it's not our... No. Not ours. He's all Carl's.
Yeah.
She's all Carl's.
Well, yeah, you like Slater,
No, that's okay. No, it's okay. I'll take it.
Hey, you like Slater. He likes Amber. I like Crystal V, so, you know.
You can have her.
Now, and if this match does actually go down, I would very, 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 very much like to give Alex Kingston a warning to watch his back.
Yep, totally agree.
His teammate would not be trusted.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I think, you know, this cage match, yeah, I think they're going to sell out again.
Yeah.
Because I think the way they advertised Evolution was, that's why they got so many people in there, because they really, really sold the shit out of the show beforehand and all, you know.
So and they did have a packed house. They did have a big flashing neon sign down the road as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Like just but it was past more
the
awesomeness.
Building and facing the wrong way.
That's what I noticed on the way home when I
they
passed.
They want people to
I'm
do
like,
a U-turn and all, got to go back.
Yeah, I was like, but the venue's back there. We're seeing it driving away. I was like, okay, well, it worked. But so, yeah. But they've been up there for like the last week, apparently. So
yeah, it'd been up there for a while.
Mm.
But when they advertised the cage match to that live sold-out crowd, so
yep.
They all know about it now. Yep. So hopefully it'll bring them back, except for
a couple of... And maybe if we get enough recommendations, enough people wanting it, we might bring back a pre-show.
No, don't say what. Don't say that.
If the fans demand it,
I'm demanding that we don't do it yet. We'll be back for Reawakening for it.
All right, but our pre-show had to give some impetus for the crowd.
I'm
size.
Sure it did. Well, let's see. If they don't have a sellout crowd for Hell or High Water, then yes, we can say possibly that the pre-show did have something to do with it.
We can pull a Hogan then. Hogan used to take off before crappy pay-per-views, and when he'd done shitty numbers, he'd come back and say, "Hey, I left shitty numbers. Yep. You know, pay me more."
Yep, that's true. Yeah. Hogan's back for his 7th non-retirement return.
Still 20 less than Terry Funk.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. But look, Carl, thank you very much for joining us here again today.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me back.
And thank you for not mentioning dildos.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to mention that, but I figured we'll leave that one.
We left it to penises instead.
Yeah. Yep. So, look, we will be back for our recap of Hell or High Water. We're taking taking a bit of a break.
Some time, yep.
So, some time because the dude has now become a daddy, as we mentioned it on our Smashy Award show that he was
going to be one.
going to be one. He is now a proud papa. She
popped early, friends.
The little dudette arrived about 3 weeks early, which put the pre-show into chaos as well, and why the recap's coming about a week later as well.
Yeah, but it's been great. I haven't slept in that 3 weeks, but
yeah.
It's been good.
You're going to go sleep for the next 5 weeks now, aren't you?
I don't think she'll let me. It's been grand.
It has been grand. But look, we do have a lineup of great guests that we are going to be talking to once we come back from our break, fresh, and we're going to get right back into it. We do have one more show with Heritor that we'll be releasing in a couple of weeks.
Well, that was a doozy.
That
would be released by the time you hear this, probably.
I'm not too sure. I might release this one first, I think.
All right, we'll check it out.
Get this one ready, because Heritor is like a 3-hour show, so.
Yeah, that was fun.
There was too much to not edit out of that. But, this is Drawing Heat. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, look us up on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I believe it's called now.
Okay, change the name.
They've changed the name of it. So look up Wrestle Radio Australia on there. Give us a good rating, because the more ratings we have, then when you look for Australian wrestling podcasts, we come up near the top. I think there's only about maybe 2 anyway.
There's more.
Yeah, we'll come up on there. Give us a like on Facebook, Drawing Heat Podcast.
Yep, share this episode if you like it when you see it. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell whoever you see on the street.
Tell Carl. Tell him you like the show.
And tell him you like Carl.
Yeah. Cause
and tell the guys that you like me being on the show and they might invite me back again.
If he brings beers, he's more than welcome.
Possibly, yes. So don't forget, this has been Drawing Heat, and it's not just wrestling.
It's life.